Sorry.
You're the only believers. You really are.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. You know, it was a really good game until I feel like we didn't execute at the level that I think we have been executing at over the last couple of innings, whether it was landing pitches, making plays, just doing those little things that we've been doing so well for the past couple of days, it showed up, and it cost us a couple moments. We talk about winning the inch here, and I just think it slipped away from us. But I was really pleased for the first six, seven innings. It was like just a grinding moment for this team, and we fought hard to get back in the game at 2-1, 2-2. Just the back end of the bullpen, wanted to get them some work. They haven't been in a game in a while, wanted to get them some work. They were unable to get the job done.
The offense was able to get to the starter today.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a positive was that, just the offensive performance as a whole?
Right, yeah, I was joking with Joe Mather after the first three batters. I said, it's a little more like it. And it was nice. I knew that it was coming. Cattell worked inside of a baseball and hit a soft line drive fly ball to left field for a base hit, and then David stays on a 3-2 changeup and drives it over the center fielder's head. So those are two really good offensive approaches. I think there was a couple lean innings in there. The double play that led to a 6-pitch inning, and the following inning it was a 7-pitch inning. And I think that allowed Musgrove to go a little bit deeper in the game. But I thought overall we did enough to keep ourselves in the ball game, and that's what we need to do. It's the type of games we expect to go out and execute at a real high level at the back end and win. Unfortunately, it didn't happen today.
The plays I think you're referring to, maybe the ball that Walker couldn't make the play on, a couple runs scored after, a couple for Cattell. Are those all plays you feel like should have been made? Should those have turned into double plays, I guess, in one case?
I haven't had a chance to watch all of them. The Walker one, it looked like he skewered the ball and then it might have fallen out of his glove. I'm not exactly sure. But we got to lead out on that in that situation. And I know it's easy to add it up, and logic says we would have been out of the inning, and a couple runs later we're down 2-1. But I haven't had a chance to look at it. It was a hard hit ball and he got his hands on it. We got to lead out. We just couldn't finish the inning. Let's see here. The Marte ball off of Hosmer, I got a chance to look at. We teach our infielders to kind of ride with where the pitch is going. They look at the box up there. And Marte was watching where that ball was going. It was kind of up and away to up out over the plate to Hosmer. So he's kind of leaning his body in this direction. All of a sudden, it's hand hooked to his left. So it's kind of like a big redirect. It's a tough play. So I'm very satisfied with that little portion of what Marte was doing. It's just, to get his hands on the ball and make a play, I think because he wrote it out the wrong way, which he was supposed to do, made it a little bit tougher. I think in time you'll see us make those plays. We work really hard to make those types of plays, and those are very good defenders that I feel like will make those plays more times than they don't.
How would you assess Jose Herrera behind the plate tonight?
Yeah, he was fantastic. If you think about a couple of those blocks in the eighth inning with Ian, a couple in the ninth with Mark, those were phenomenal blocks. It's just selling out. It was a team moment. He just said, nothing's getting by me. And he was great in those big moments, but it was the little things where he was keeping strikes. He was calling the pitches that he was supposed to. We were watching the game plan and watching what he was doing, and he wasn't even referring to his notes that he was given. He was doing it by memory. So I know that he's excited. He slowed it down enough, called a great game, did a great job.
What do you think Ian needs to do to avoid some of that hard contact? He gave up an awful lot of hard contact in the game.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. He and Mark are both going to be fine. I know it's one outing. Ian had thrown the ball extremely well towards the back end of spring training, through the entire spring training. He's just had a lot of days off, and it's partly my fault for not getting him out there. I just felt like the usage for the bullpen and where we got to today, we determined that we were going to use them. but he's fine. I can't answer that question right now because I'm not really too concerned about it.
Well, I guess where I'm going with that is like losing 80% fastball guy, you know, at this point in his career. And I just wondered, do you think he needs a little more wrinkle there or leave it alone?
Yeah, I think he couldn't get a feel for his breaking ball. I haven't had a chance to talk to him or Strami, and a lot of those balls were spiked breaking balls into the dirt. So I just don't think he had a great feel for his breaking ball and became very one-dimensional. He's going to be fine. The velocity was there. I saw a couple 93s, 94s, and he can spot that pitch and land it, and he can work off of that. He'll be fine.
How impressed are you with the way David's been swinging the bat from the big spring and now carrying over?
Yeah, real impressed. A lot of loud contact. He's doing a great job getting his hands back. The stride is simplified. It's just a very easy approach to the baseball, and he's not missing the pitch he's looking for. David, when he's swinging the bat well, he's pounding the ball into that left center field gap and some carry out of the ballpark. It's a long way out there. It's a big ballpark, and you got to do a lot right in your swing from top to bottom. And he's in a real good spot. It's easy to say once the season starts and you've transitioned towards the end of the spring training, okay, look, I've done it, and let your guard down a little bit, and that's when you get kind of rolled over. Nothing's happened to Dave. He's had some really good baseball games.
Were you guys close to challenging the Alcantara pitch inside?
Yeah. You know, you guys want to know what makes me lose sleep? That's what's going to make me lose sleep tonight. Ultimately, it's my fault, right? We saw something, we all yelled from the dugout, we looked at Alcantara, and we asked him, did that ball hit you? And he shook his head no, and then the phone rang. Everybody was in the box. He was in the box and on the mound. It was just too late. So lesson learned. Hitters get very engaged. They might not hear something tick. They might not feel something hit a jersey. That's why the replay is in place. So. My instinct was to stop the game, but he said no. I trusted him, but I will always trust the player in that situation. I just know that sometimes the emotion gets him on to the next pitch already. We're gonna slow the game down, and we're gonna ask for some help on that. That was on me.
Zach Davies, pretty good start. First pitch to go, 5 innings for you guys.
Yeah.
Just what do you see from him that was going well?
He was landing his fastball in the right places at the right time. He was changing speeds with his changeup, in another start, he's gonna get another inning or two, right? He's gonna get up to 90 pitches. So, unfortunately, he was at that 75 pitch mark. So we were right in that spot where, I had to take him out of the game. But up to that point, he was fantastic. He got on a nice little roll there. Made some pitches. I thought he was using both halves of the plate and landing that little comeback two-seamer to lefties. It was a pretty impressive outing for him today.
Dalton in center, just real quick.
Yeah.
Am I getting out over the front of my skis by thinking he's already a plus defender at that point?
I do this all the time. It's good. I like the way you put that. I will say that we prioritized defense this spring training. It was something that we were really serious about, and we simplified it for a lot of guys, including Dalton. He's going to catch a little bit, but he's going to find most of his innings in center field. And he's a very, very good defender, and you can see he's already made a couple of really nice plays. Your eyes watch a game, and you compare it to what's happened here before. Some of those balls are probably still in play. He's turning him into outs, so he's in a good spot. It's 3 games, and I want him to continue working hard every single day with Dave McKay. I want this to be a fantastic year for him in center field. So where he's at right now, I love where it's at. I love where he's at, but he's got to keep grinding.
Thanks,
guys.
Who's going to win the Masters tomorrow?
I don't know.
I got the mullet. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't know.